Good evening. It's Saturday, May 30th, 2020. As former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin faces third-degree murder and manslaughter charges for the death of George Floyd, protesters across the country say that's not enough.
If they want peace, they're going to have to give us justice.
Dr. Cornell West speaks out, saying the system is broken and it cannot repair itself.
You have Brother George, where it is so clear it is a lynching at the highest level. Nobody can deny it. And I thank God that we have people in the streets. Can you imagine this kind of lynching taking place and people are indifferent?
And as educators begin strategizing a way to reopen school doors, the Oakland School Board votes on a resolution to include Arab studies in their ethnic studies program.
Not just about learning of communities of color globally and here in the United States, and how they can actually, how that can build empathy and connection and solidarity across communities.
With David Rosenberg, I'm Sharon Sabota, and this is the KPFA Weekend Evening News. People across the country are taking to the streets since former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin squeezed the life out of George Floyd by kneeling on his neck as another officer watched and two others held down the rest of Floyd's body. On Friday, Hennepin County Attorney Mike Freeman announced Derek Chauvin is being charged with third-degree murder and manslaughter charges. Many protesters in Minneapolis and around the country say that simply isn't enough. Chanel Rivers lives in Minneapolis and has been protesting for the last few days.
I just felt like this was happening in my community, and I needed to find a way to support. Today, we did another peaceful protest. We shut down 35W. And I think that's the point of protesting, to make it uncomfortable. We want you to be as uncomfortable as we are. And I feel like that mission was accomplished. And I think we have to continue to apply that pressure until we see the changes that we want to see.
And Chanel, the charges came out for one of the officers, and also the officers were fired within one day of this. How do you feel about that?
I really do appreciate Mayor Fry's immediate steps to take action, getting the FBI involved right off the bat, getting these officers fired, but it's still not justice, right? We want to see all four of these officers arrested. We want to see all four of these officers charged. If you watch that video, I don't even understand how they came to a third degree. There was intent to kill. Anytime you sit on somebody's neck for that amount of time and they're unconscious, clearly for 2 minutes and 53 seconds, your intention was to kill them. And the fact that those officers who are supposed to protect and serve sat there and protected him while he did that, I feel like they all need to be locked up. And I don't think the city is not going to accept it. So if they want peace, they're going to have to give us justice.
Rivers says people aren't quite getting the true picture of what the protests in Minneapolis look like.
I mean, every protest that I've been at, they're handing out masks, they're handing out food, they're handing out water, whatever you need to keep that going. But it's always with love. I mean, we even had folks today asking about elderly people that might need toilet paper or other essentials since they can't get to grocery stores right now because they're closing grocery stores in these local communities. I feel like that is the image that they need to see. Post a picture of somebody passing out food, post a picture of somebody passing out resources, because that's what we're doing. We're trying to create change in a peaceful manner, but we're also supporting our community in the process.
Stephanie Morrison Gandhi is an activist, an artist, and a scholar of Afro-multicultural education. She participated in the creation of a community mural along with many others.
The piece demonstrates a black boy with his outstretched arms. And then on his t-shirt, it says humanity unseen. And then it has like kind of a block out on his eyes. And the imagery is really striking. And we had permanent markers and space around the image of the boy where people could write and contribute. And it was really more like moving to see a small child, I'd say probably like 8 or 9, write on the mural, "Don't hurt me, police."
Morrison Gandhi says she'd like people to rethink the term peaceful protesting.
Unfortunately, we're not at peace. I think we're all gathering together and not really exhibiting violence or causing destruction, but I don't think there's peace in people right now. So I would definitely say the narrative is that the city is hurting.
Gwen Lloyd, another Twin Cities resident with a background in racial justice work, says he's tired of seeing different version of this story play out in Minnesota.
Minneapolis has sadly now had another citizen die from excessive force. It is within an unhealthy culture that continues to reaffirm that the way to engage with Black and brown men and women is to take an aggressive stance and have a inhumane expectation of how Black people should respond to officers. What exactly should we do? Should we get our license and registration out or shouldn't we? Should we have our hands up or not? Should we stand peacefully and then be told that we're resisting arrest? At some point, I think it does become a responsibility of people in power to leverage their power to dismantle the systems that continue to be in play and put citizens in danger.
Those are the voices of Glenn Lloyd, Stephanie Morrison Gandhi, and Chanel Rivers speaking about the actions in Minnesota in the fight for justice for George Floyd. Today, Wanda Johnson, the mother of Oscar Grant, led a virtual town hall meeting called The Pain and Suffering We Face. When I spoke with Johnson ahead of her meeting, she reflected on what the death of George Floyd, some 11 years after the death of her son, is bringing up for her and why she continues to fight.
I looked at the video first of my condolences to his family. When I saw it, I wept because we have such a long way to go. It's just heartbreaking for me to see what happened to him, and the officers around did not even have a heart to try to stop their partner. That blue line is so thick, as we could see on television and through videos, how thick the blue line is, where even when you see your partner doing wrong, you turn the other way so you can say you didn't know what he was doing or she was doing. It's unacceptable.
People across the country are standing up and protesting. Does that give you extra hope, or kind of where are you on your hope spectrum today?
My hope spectrum is that this nation will take a deep look at it and will begin to sit down and hear the voices of the unheard. And we sit at the table and begin to talk and begin to dismantle our judicial system and rebuild it where it needs to be rebuilt at.
And a lot of people believed that with Oscar's case, which was seen across the country, that maybe that was the first step toward change. And here we are 11 years later, and things haven't changed all that much. What keeps you going, and what keeps you working at this in spite of the magnitude of what we're up against?
Well, I'm in this fight forever until I die. And my fight is to work to try to help it so that other families don't have to go through the same thing what I've gone through. And still here we're today, and they're going through the same things. And so I have to continue, you know, to fight. And I've been quoting what Martin Luther King has said, you know, injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. You know, only light can do that. And hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that.
That's Wanda Johnson, the mother of the late Oscar Grant.